Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Miss Sharon, and I'd like to welcome you all to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that all is well with you and your families this Saturday morning before Resurrection Sunday. We are with the Junior Giants, and I'm happy to be joined by my Junior Giant reporters this morning. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
They are all coming off of their spring breaks and getting ready to go back to school. Only one of them is saying that they're not ready to go back, but for the most part, they're ready to go back to school and continue learning. First of all, I want to say thanks again to the parents for your support and for having the children on. I know this was a very busy week in that the children were on spring break and then getting ready for the holiday on tomorrow. But I just want to thank you for your support and thank you for helping the children to prepare. We are going to do a different kind of show this morning. It wasn't until a few minutes ago that I realized that we could have really done a nice show on Resurrection Sunday. But what came to my mind to do this week is to do a show on what I want to be when I grow up. And the reason that I want to do this is because I don't think that it's too early, it's ever too early to start children to thinking about what they want to do with their futures. If they're planning to be somebody, then they have a better chance of staying on track in the things that they do and even in the decisions that they make. And so today this is going to be a series for a couple of shows about what I want to be when I grow up. The way that we're going to do it today, they're going to tell us what they want to do when they grow up. And as the shows continue, we're going to try to have people of those professions to come on the show and say, like, one of the kids wants to be some type of a scientist. We'll try to find one of those scientists or whatever the occupation is and have that particular child interview them on the air. And this just kind of will give them an opportunity to see what it really will take, the work that it's going to take, the dedication that it's going to take for them to fulfill their dreams. There's nothing more precious than the dreams of a child, because I believe that children have the faith to believe that those dreams can actually come true, and they really can. I remember being a child and dreaming of a lot of things in my life that have come true, like writing and working with children. Those are always things that I wanted to do, even as a child. And so God has given all of our children gifts, and it is our job as their parents or as the adults in their life to help nurture the gifts that God has given them. So this morning we're going to get started with our discussion. We're going to start with, I think we're going to start with Miss Grace this morning. And I want you to tell me, Grace, tell me what it is that you think you might like to do.
I think I would like to be a physical therapist.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, I like to help people who are, like, in pain and who have been in pain for a while. And that's what therapists like to do, I guess.
Okay. Do you know what it's going to take for you to be able to be a physical therapist? What would you have to do?
I know that they have to have a bachelor's degree. Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to have to go to college and get a bachelor's degree. Have you ever thought about college?
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind of college where do you think you'd like to go to college?
Harvard University.
Okay, I like that. Have you ever looked up Harvard on the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. What made you choose Harvard?
Well, I like Harvard because I know it's like a really good college and that you can like, after you get out of college, you could probably get any job because you'll have, like, a good education after you go to that school.
And that's really true. It is considered one of the better colleges in the country. So I think your estimation is correct in that going there will help you to secure the type of job that you want. Have you ever been around, do you know a physical therapist?
Well, when I broke my arm, I went to one.
Okay.
So that's basically where I found out that I wanted to be a physical therapist.
Okay. Okay. So they learn a lot of different techniques to help heal the body. And so I think that that's a very admirable occupation. Would you want your own business or would you want to work in a hospital?
I would want my own business.
Okay. That's good. It's always good to have your own business. Okay. Stay on the line. We're not done. Okay. Miss Physical Therapist. And that was Miss Grace. Let's go to Simeon. Simeon, I know that you are a big dreamer, okay? So, and I know there may be a lot of things you want to be, but tell me something that you want to do when you get older.
I wanted to be an NBA All-Star, and I wanted to, after I retire, I wanted to be a pastor.
You want to be a pastor and an NBA star? Okay.
Yes.
Very interesting. You know you could be a pastor while you're an NBA star. Is that possible? Well, maybe not a pastor. Maybe a preacher.
I was thinking that I was going to retire after my contract was up, unless somebody else took me onto their team.
Okay. Okay, so you would play ball. Do you play ball now?
I practice, but I don't play right now.
Okay, but you do practice. Do you practice a lot?
A lot. Yes, a lot.
Okay, are you pretty good?
Yes. I go to the basketball court almost every week.
Okay. All right, because it's going to take a lot of practice and a lot of hard work, and I'm glad that you have a backup to follow that. But what happened to your dreams about the children's hospital? I remember you telling me that you wanted to build a children's hospital.
The reason why I want to play basketball is because I like it a lot and because I can get a lot of money so I can have that to build my children's hospital.
Okay, okay.
And then,
that makes a lot. That's a good plan.
There's another thing. I was thinking, if we have a children's hospital, I could preach there every once in a while.
Okay.
Cause they will.
That would be good.
They will have a gym so the children will play. So they can at least get some energy out.
Okay. I like that very much, Simeon. That sounds like you have a plan and you really thought that out. Because I think that a children's hospital is always needed because there's a lot of sick children. So I think that's something that's very admirable. Okay? Very good. Keep that up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what do you think you're going to have to do to be able to be an NBA star and a pastor?
Well, the NBA star, I have to eat right and I have to drink right. And I also have to be a good person on the team so I can get there. And for a pastor, I have to believe in God, I have to trust him, I have to love him, and I have to pray and read the Bible. For a pastor, and I'm going to have my own church.
You want to have your own church? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I like all these aspirations.
It might be as tall as our church. It might be as tall as my church.
Okay. Like the church you go to?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's possible, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good
job.
I
have to have enough money to make it.
Say that again?
I have to have enough money to make it.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that you guys should always remember is all the dreams that you have, if you put God first and ask God to help you, you will be able to accomplish your goals. And you have to ask him to give you direction, to help you to choose exactly the things that you need to do. And if you do those things, it helps you to be successful. So, Simeon, I really like that. I really like your plans. Your plans are real good. Okay? You have
okay.
a plan, but you make sure that you one dream leads into another. I like that. Very good. Okay, we're going to move on. I think we're going to talk with this one with Miss Amaya. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Tell me what it is that you want to do.
I want to be a singer and a dancer, and I want to do gymnastics.
Okay, you want to do a lot of things. So you want to be a singer, a dancer. What else?
I want to do gymnastics.
And gymnastics. Why do you want to do these things?
Because it's something that I love to do, and it's my favorite thing to do.
Okay. What kind of music do you want to sing?
Gospel.
You want to sing gospel music? Okay, well, that's
yeah.
good. Who's your favorite gospel singer?
Taylor Adams.
Say that again?
Londa Adams.
Oh, yeah, Londa Adams?
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Okay. She's a great singer. So, what do you think you have to do to be able to be these things, a singer, a dancer, and a gymnast? A gymnast.
On the singer part, I think I should take care of my voice and to practice singing.
Okay. And what about a dancer?
I want to make sure I eat healthy so I can dance.
Okay. And gymnastics?
I want to work out and make sure I can eat well.
Okay. Okay, well, Amaya, it sounds like you have a good plan. One of the things, I can at least tell you about one of those things, and that's the singing. You need to make sure, like, when you are in school, that if they have a choir at school or they have different singing groups, you need to see if you can join in, because that helps to train your voice. It helps you to learn how to breathe right when you're singing and all those different things. So anytime you have an opportunity to be in a singing group, then that's the time to take advantage of that, so that you can practice all the different nuances or movements in your voice. Okay? So I hear you singing tomorrow.
Yes, I am, and I will do great.
And you will do great? I believe you will. I really do. Okay? And so the same thing kind of goes with the dancing. The practice is everything, and that goes with for all the junior giants. Anything that you want to do and want to do well requires time. It requires that you put time in, and it requires practice. And the Bible says that if diligence will bring you before great people. In other words, when you are dedicated to something and you put your all into it, that God will bless you, and it will put you in the company of people that can either help you or that you can help, or in just a lot of different levels. And so one of the things that you remember in all that you're desiring to do is going to require that you take time and spend time in the things that you love to do. So we're going to keep going. And those are good aspirations, Amaya. And I believe that those are things that you can actually accomplish. Okay? Do you take gymnastic classes?
Not now. I am going to do it soon.
Okay. And that'll be good. I think you really enjoy that. So do you like tumbling and flipping and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, well, let's move on. We did Grace. Let's do Faith. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So tell me, Faith, what is it you want to do?
I want to be a fashion designer.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
I said I want to be a fashion designer.
Okay. And what makes you want to be a fashion designer?
Because I like to make stuff, and I'm very creative with it.
Okay. Okay. So can you sew now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know anyone that designs clothes?
Not right now.
Not right now? Well, you know what? I was actually thinking of a person for you so that when we go to the next segment of our show, this is a woman that you can ask to come on and be on our show and interview her. Her shop is called Yvonne's. She is an excellent seamstress, and that might be someone that you can talk to kind of get some tips from, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when we get off the air, or maybe on later on this week, I will talk with you about the person that you can connect with and see if she can give you some pointers and see if she'll be willing to be interviewed on the air by you. You feel like you can interview her and ask her some good questions that will help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what do you think it is that you have to do in order to become a fashion designer?
You have to really practice and get better and better at it every day. And then you have to study on it and then go to school.
Okay.
Or go to college.
Okay. So where would you like to go to college?
I would like to go to a college somewhere like in New York.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's a great aspiration to be a designer. And do you feel like you're a creative person? Can you draw?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you can kind of draw your own designs, the kind of outfits that you want to make?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very good, very good. Okay, I think we have one more young man before we go on to the next thing. We have Donovan. Donovan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Donovan, tell me what it is that you want to do.
I want to be a pilot when I grow up.
You want to be a pilot?
Why? Mm-hmm. Because
why is that?
I like to fly around. I think it's the best way to travel and the safest way to travel, and it seems really fun.
Okay. Okay. So what is it you feel like you need to do? What do you think it is that you need to do to be able to become a pilot?
Well, it's a lot. At first, I have to, when I get like 14 or 15 or around that age, I have to start taking training courses. Then I have to go. They cost about $10,000. Then I have to go to a flight college for 6 years, which cost about $100,000. And I have to learn everything. And I have to fly a certain amount of time to get a license to fly.
Wow. Okay, so the first thing you said, you had to go to training classes. And how old, what is the youngest you can be to start taking those training classes?
I think it's around 12, something like that.
Okay. Okay. So you start taking the training classes, and then once you graduate from high school, is there a college? There's a college that you go to?
Yes, we have to go to a flight college.
Okay, is this a regular four-year college, or is it just for flight?
It's both. It teaches you regular stuff, but the main part about it is the flight college.
Okay, all right. So do you know where any flight colleges are?
There's one in Florida, and then there's one in Tuskegee.
Okay, so you have really looked into this already, huh?
Yes.
Okay, now you mentioned some big money.
Yes.
And so that's what it costs now for you to be able to go to those schools?
When you want to go to a good school, it costs about $100,000.
Okay,
plus,
you're
like,
absolutely right. But you know what? When you what kind of grades do you make now?
Usually all A's and one or two B's.
Okay. Well, when you maintain your grade point average and keep it up high, it gives you a better chance at all the different scholarships. And when you get ready to go to college, you need to make sure you get some good counseling from your counselors at school and from other people who have attended college, so that you know what kind of grants to apply for and what kind of scholarships to apply for to help you with the cost of your schooling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you could fly anywhere, where would you fly?
Probably to New York.
New York? Okay, why New York?
Because it's close, it's cold, and it's close to the ocean.
Okay.
I think.
So if you become a pilot, is that similar to becoming an astronaut?
No, I don't think I want to become an astronaut. To me, it's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. Okay. And you don't feel like being a pilot is dangerous? I don't think so either.
Actually, flying is actually safer than driving.
I've heard that. I believe that, too. Okay. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. But before we do, I want to encourage you all to continue to send in the achievement of your children. I want to thank those of you who are listening. I thank you for taking time out on a Saturday to listen in. I know some are listening on air, on the telephones, and some are on their computers listening. And I want to thank you for listening in. Our children have come up with some excellent occupations that they want to be involved in. We have a pilot. We have a fashion designer. We have an NBA star and a preacher. We have a physical therapist. We have a singer and a dancer. I think that these are admirable occupations for all of them. We have a fashion designer. And so I think that these are great things for you all to want to do. I think they're all possible. No one's saying anything that's out of the norm. I know that sometimes people say when you want to be an athlete that only a few make it. But, you know, in my lifetime, I have seen several children go on to be great great athletes. And, as a matter of fact, I know two personally. And one of them it was so funny because I used to feed him breakfast every morning as he went to school. And when he was in high school, he was in the newspaper for playing football. And I made him sign the newspaper way back then because I told him, I said, when you get to be famous, I want to be able to say that I knew you as a child. And so he thought that was so funny, you know, that I would have him to sign the newspaper with his signature. But lo and behold, this same young man played in the Super Bowl this year and won. And so I know that it's possible. I want our children to know that it's possible. I want you to dream big dreams, and I don't want you to be afraid to dream them. I don't want you to let people talk you out of your dreams. And you may find other things that you may become interested in as you get older. But whatever becomes your passion, something you just love, I want you to go after it with all your heart. And understand that it's going to take work. It's not going to be something that's just going to fall out of the sky and be easy, because that's just not how life works. But the things that you want to do, you are able to do them. And one of the things that makes you have a better chance of success than other children is the fact that you have God on your side. And he always wants to help us. Always wants to help us. And so I want you to always remember that, and remember that with God's help, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So we're going to come right back. We're going to have a song called Be You by Miss Brianna Hightower. But I want you to come right back. Stay tuned, because we're going to come right back and finish out our show. Okay? So we're going to listen to this song, Be You. Okay, that was Miss Brianna Hightower from Atlanta, Georgia, with Just Be You. And I think that song is appropriate for our show today, because it lets us know that it's okay to be who we want to be. Just be you. You don't have to be like other people. God created you to be uniquely you, and that's a wonderful thing. And I want you all to be comfortable being you. Nobody can be you better than you. And like I tell you all the time, greatness is in you because God is in you, and he created you in his own image. Okay, we're going to We're going to keep going. I have a lot of background noise. So we're going to keep going. And I just wanted to ask you a question. Because since we are the Sunday before Resurrection, the Saturday before Resurrection Sunday, I wanted to ask you all, and I want to give you a moment to think about this question. Tell me what the Resurrection Sunday means to you. It means, you know, it means a lot of things. People celebrate it as Easter. They do the eggs and they do the bunny and all the candy and things like that. But we know that it's a Christian holiday. The resurrection part of it is a Christian holiday. It's celebrating the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But I just want to know, as children, because it's important, we have fun. I remember getting all dressed up on Easter, and I always wanted to wear an Easter hat and have my little Easter gloves on, and I just felt like I looked so beautiful on Easter. But as I've gotten older, it's grown to mean different things to me. And I just want to hear from the young people to see, what does Easter mean to Resurrection Sunday mean to you? And I think I'm going to start this one off with Grace. Grace, can you tell me what Resurrection Sunday means to you?
Well, to me, it means a lot. But the thing that I've been stuck on for a couple of years is, where did they get the bunny from Resurrection Sunday? I have no idea where they got the Easter bunny from that. But
and, you know, I think that that is just, that is more of a secular a secular celebration, and what I mean by that is it's not Christ-related. They celebrate Easter as the oncoming of spring, and spring means the birth of the new animals and all those different kind of things. And so they've really kind of, let me think of the best word. They've really kind of just taking the Christ out of Easter, just like they've taken the Christ out of Christmas. And it, because it becomes more materialistic, it's more about the things you get, and the bunny is just part of spring, and, you know, it has nothing to do with the resurrection. Okay, so it's like two different worlds, the secular world and the Christian world. And so that's kind of where the bunny came from, as part of the celebration of spring.
And then what the resurrection means to me is, like, after the crucifixion, I think that it means a lot to me, because for someone to die and then you put him in this tomb, and 3 days the person wakes back up and then you see him again, I would be happy, honestly, because to Mary, when she was bringing the spices to his tomb, I think that she was grieving over it. But then when she saw him and the tomb was open and he was talking to her, I think she felt kind of happy, but scared also, because, you know, she also saw him die. But I think she was scared and happy. So that's what it means to me.
Okay, I like that. Very good, very intellectual and intelligent answer. That's very good, Grace. I think she would be very happy. Yesterday I sat and watched The Passion of the Christ, and it just made me love God more. And I watched Mary, you know, during the movie she's having these flashbacks of Jesus, her son, as a child. And now she's having to watch him be put to death. So I'm sure she was overjoyed. Words probably couldn't even describe how happy she was. But we're going to go to Simeon. Simeon, can you tell me what Resurrection Sunday means to you, especially you who's going to be a preacher one day? What does that mean to you?
Well, it means that to me, it's like when Jesus resurrected, when he ascended in heaven, he stayed on earth for a few more days, and then he went to heaven. But it means to me that everybody can have, like, if someone gets baptized on that day, they can have a new body. Like, you resurrect. And
okay.
It means that Jesus died but rose again to me.
Okay. And that's the main meaning, is that Jesus died and that he rose from the dead. And why did he do it, Simeon?
Because he loves us very, very much. And he doesn't want us to all burn in hell.
Okay. Okay. That's exactly why he did it. And so that we'd have a chance to get back to heaven when we die and leave this world. And so that we could be saved and know God for ourselves. And it's an awesome thing to be able to know God, the creator of everything. And so that's why he did it. We're going to go and ask Amaya. Amaya, tell me, what does Resurrection Sunday mean to you?
That I can live every day knowing Jesus died for my sins, and he was resurrecting from the grave.
Okay. And it's good to remember that every day. Sometimes I think we get busy in our day and we may forget. So it is good to remember that every day, that Jesus died for our sins and that we don't have to live in sin. We don't have to do the things that are wrong. We can make a choice to do the things that are right and that God will help us because he loves us. And that was the whole purpose of him dying on the cross, was because he loves us. Okay? Let's go to Faith. Faith, tell me, what does Resurrection Sunday mean to you?
It means that Jesus died on the cross because he loves us, and then he rose again to go up into heaven.
Okay. Now tell me, do you know that if he hadn't risen, would we be able to be saved?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. The resurrection is very important. It's very important because it tells us that we have a living Savior, that our God is not dead, and that that Satan, the enemy, did his worst. He thought he had really gotten him. When they killed Jesus and put him in the tomb, he thought he had victory. But the Bible tells us that through the resurrection shows that Christ has victory even over death. And so it should just give our heart joy to know that he lives. And there's a song, the verse says, "And you ask me how I know he lives, and it's because he lives within my heart." And that gives us a chance to really get to know God, to have God to live in our hearts and to love us the way that he did. That was a lot of love to be willing to die for someone else. Can you imagine somebody asking you to die for someone else's wrongdoing, Faith?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, it would be kind of hard. I don't know if that's something that I would want to do. But God's love is greater than any love that we can imagine. And he did it because of love. And the least that we can do is tell him thank you, because there was no greater love than that. Okay, we're going to go on to, let's see who we need to do. Let's do Brother Donovan. Donovan, tell me, what does Resurrection Sunday mean to you?
Resurrection Sunday to me means it's a time for us to be grateful for what Jesus made. He made a really big sacrifice when he really didn't have to, but he chose. He was being really kind. He made a choice to die just so he could save us.
Okay. And so it's very important. One of the things that I think we need to remember is that when we're living our everyday lives, it's important for us to live in a way that pleases God, because that means that we appreciate and we're grateful for the sacrifice that he made. And so one of the things that you said, Donovan, is that he didn't have to do it. And that is so true. He didn't have to do it. But if he had not done it, we would all be destined for hell and to spend eternity, and that means forever, in hell. So I'm grateful that he did it, that he was willing to sacrifice his life and let them mistreat him the way that they did, because they beat him more than anyone was ever been beaten. They did things to him that didn't have to do. They really could have just set him on the cross and, you know, crucified him, but they mistreated him so. And the Bible says that there was no other prisoner that had ever been treated so mean and so harshly as they did to Jesus. But it was the fulfilling of the Bible, and he did it because he wanted us to be whole and for us to be saved and to know him and for us to be healed. And so it was a great sacrifice. For those of you in our listening audience, all these children tomorrow are in a resurrection celebration. In their church, they just all happen to go to the same church, and that church is High Point Christian Tabernacle in Smyrna, Georgia. The title of the program that they're in is called Am I Worth It? And it is just a way for us to take a look at whether or not we're living in a way that's walking worthy of the sacrifice that was made for us. And so be in prayer for these children, because they are going to be doing a great job tomorrow. I do want to encourage you all to continue to send your accomplishments in. You can send them to my email. The email is junior_giants_speaks@yahoo.com. If you would send them in, we will make sure that they get posted on the website. If your children are doing great in school, if they are in special programs, I had the privilege at Christmas time to see Simeon in a particular Christmas program, and that was a very nice thing. It was an outstanding program. And so if your children are doing different things, please let us know. We'd love to put it on the website, and just a celebration of their accomplishment. Other children, too often, children who are getting in trouble, get a lot of attention. But I wanted the children who are doing well to be celebrated, because it's sometimes not easy doing the right thing. And these are young people that are doing the right thing, and I wanted them to have a chance to be celebrated also. I have one last question for the Junior Giant reporters today, and I want to ask you, what do you do that that's going to help you reach your goals for your occupations? What is something that you do right now?
No.
Okay. What is something that you do right now that helps you to reach your occupation? And I'm going to start with Simeon. Simeon,
yes.
Tell me something that you do right now that's going to help you be. You said you wanted to be a basketball player and a preacher. Tell me something that you do right now that helps you to do that.
Well, for a basketball player, I really practice a lot. And for a preacher, I like to read the Bible. And I found out that there's another basketball player. His name is Jeremy Lin. And he said after he retires, he's going to be a preacher, too. Just like me.
What is his name again?
Jeremy Lin.
What team does he play for?
The Knicks.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you that's something that you need to continue doing. You need to continue your practicing, and you need to continue to get to know your Bible. Read it every day. Our Bible is important for it's God's word speaking to us. It's God speaking to us and giving us instructions on how to live every day. So that's excellent. Continue to do that, okay, Simeon? And we're going to ask, let's ask Faith. Faith, what are you doing now that will help you with your future occupation?
I'm practicing on my sewing machine. And then I'm like doing it creatively and helping by drawing.
Okay. That's a good thing. So keep practicing. Whenever you make something, make sure that I have a chance to see it, okay? Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I am going to connect you up with the lady that I was talking about so that maybe she can encourage you and give you some pointers. She's an excellent sewer. She's excellent. Excellent. And so, an excellent, the word is seamstress, not sewer. She's an excellent seamstress, and she does a lot of designing. And so, I will connect you with her, and when we continue this series, then maybe that's someone that you'll be able to interview, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to ask Amaya. Amaya, tell me something that you are doing now that's going to help you with your occupation.
I think that I can go downstairs and try to put the buckets into the toilet.
Okay, can you say that again? Speak into your phone.
I think I can go downstairs and sing one of the gospel music downstairs.
Okay.
And practice.
And what about the dancing and gymnastics?
I will try to put some dancing music and try to dance and do tricks.
Okay. That's a good thing. So keep practicing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see who we have not asked. Let's ask Grace. Miss Grace, can you tell me something that you're doing now that can help you with your occupation?
Right now, like for a physical therapist, I've been like helping my grandma, I guess, like with her arm and her back.
Okay. It's good practice. That's good practice. And one of the things that you're going to have to do is a lot of reading, because the more people learn about the body, they learn different techniques to help the body, you know? And so that's good. And we're going to see if we can find a physical therapist so that you can interview them. So start getting your questions ready, and we'll see what we can do. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Let's go to... I believe Donovan. Donovan, is there something that you're doing now that can help you with your profession?
I want to be a pilot, so whenever my dad takes, my dad usually flies a lot of places for his job, so, and sometimes he takes me along. So what I'll do is, like, when we get on a plane, I'll ask if I can go up to the cockpit of the plane and try and learn some new things about how to fly.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay. And another thing is you're going to have to learn a lot and understand math. Are you good in math?
Yes, I'm good at math and science.
Okay, excellent fields. Great. Those are some of the best fields to be good in. Okay, so that works real good. I think that we have, is there anything else anybody else wants to say about their occupation or what they're doing now? I guess not. So what I want to say to you all is, first of all, you did an excellent job, and I want you to continue to practice your craft. If you want to sing, you must practice. If you want to dance, you must practice. If you want to be a seamstress, you have to start sewing. You have to make outfits, make different things so that you can get in the habit of sewing so it you become more comfortable with it. If you want to be a physical therapist, what you're doing, Grace, is good in helping your grandmother and start learning different parts of the body and how to treat different parts of the body. Read a lot. Being a reader will make you a genius. People that read are far more intelligent than people that don't read. So don't be afraid of books. Books are just a lot of words. Words will never hurt you when you're learning them. And so make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do. If you want to be the basketball player, then you're going to have to practice. If you want to be the preacher, then you're going to have to know God and study his word. And if you want to be the pilot, then you're going to have to make the good grades. You're going to have to know the math and the science and all those trajectories and things that you need to know to be able to maneuver a plane. And so everything that we do takes practice. But when we practice, we will always get better at what we do. The old people used to say practice makes perfect, but there's no such thing as perfect. But there is a such thing as better and better and better. And so anytime you practice, you're going to get better and better and better. And I want you to be encouraged and know that your dreams are not outside of your reach. They're absolutely things that you can do. I want to wish all my listeners, the kids that are listening, and to the Junior Giants, and happy Resurrection Sunday. I want you all to be careful going back to school next week. Make sure that you take God with you to school. He's there every day with you. And if you need help, all you have to do is ask, and he's more than willing to help you. I want to say thanks again to the parents for your support and your continued encouragement of the program. We are missing some of our Junior Giants today, but that's because they went out of town and are just now flying into the Atlanta area. One of them called me this week and says, well, I will do the show on the plane. But I don't think that that was going to be possible. But we do miss them, and so we hope for them to have safe travel. And I want you to tell you young Junior Giant reporters, you guys are excellent individuals. There are no kids greater. I enjoy working with you, and I appreciate you. And I pray God's choicest blessings and that your dreams do come true. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And so we're going to get ready to close out our show today. We're going to close out with some music. But I just want to encourage you next week to take God with you to school. Never leave him at home. Always be a light and a witness for Christ. Don't make him ashamed because of your behavior. Make sure that your light shines bright. It's the most important thing. It's the most important thing because there's some little child watching you. And especially if you say, I go to church, there's a soul watching you. And so I want you all to be encouraged. And I will see you on the next show, which will be in 2 weeks. And I'm happy to have you here today. God bless you all. Praying for you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Thank you. Here's our next song by Elmas High. Just want to say happy Resurrection Sunday and be blessed. That is the end of our show for today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.